What do you see? I was asking if you're asking me, I understand. What do you mean? She gives some clarifying about nothing in it. You could say this to me about this friend. It tells me that something belongs here, even when I can't see it. What if that's how some of us are looking at our lives? We see empty spaces, twelve seas, unfinished stories. Now the Bible says, in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, it says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, faith isn't us pretending that everything's fine. The faith is believing that God is at work before we can even see the evidence. Throughout the Bible, God's greatest miracles often look like disasters before they look like victories. Joseph was in prison. Israel's contracted at the Red Sea. Jesus was hanging on a cross. What if your biggest disappointment isn't the end of your soul? What if it's the beginning of God's greatest work in you? So we can see what the Bible says. In Exodus chapter 14, we read that when Israel reached the Red Sea, there was nowhere for them to go. The sea was in front of them, and Pharaoh's army was behind them. There was fear all around the Israelites, yet God wasn't surprised. He already planned a way through before they even reached the water. As it tells the people in Exodus 14, 13 to 14, do not be afraid. Stand firm. And you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Something's a needed reaction to panic, isn't it? But God's invitation is for us to rest in Him. I want us to notice something. God removed the obstacle immediately. But He revealed Himself in the middle of the obstacle. The Red Sea became the place where Israel learned who God really was. Maybe some of you have arrived at your own Red Sea. You just can't see a way forward. But the God who led you there already knows the way through us. Isaiah 43 verse 2 reminds us, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Not if, but when. God never promised a life without deep waters, but He promised that His presence will always be with us while we're in the deep waters. Genesis 37 to 41 tells us the story about Joseph. God gave him a dream, but before the palace came, there was a pit. Before leadership, there was slavery. Before influence, there was prison. And it looked as though everything had gone wrong, yet every difficult season was preparing Joseph for what God had promised. And later, Joseph says in Genesis 50, verse 20, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. And Joseph realized something, that God wastes nothing. Not betrayal, not disappointment, not waiting, not suffering. Romans 8, verse 28 tells us that all things God works for the good of those who love Him. I want us to notice that Paul doesn't say all things are good. He says God works through all things, even the painful ones, even the confusing ones, even the seasons that you would have never had chosen to go through. And then we go to Luke 24, verse 30 to 25, and we read that after the resurrection, two disciples were walking on the road to Emmaus. And they were discouraged, they were confused, and they were heartbroken. And then Jesus joined them on the journey. And the amazing is that they didn't even recognize Jesus. And the answer to all their questions was already walking beside them. Luke tells us in Luke 24, verse 15, that Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. Maybe today you feel alone. Have you been asking, Lord, where are you? Where are you? The truth is found in Hebrews 13, verse 5, where it says, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. But Jesus' presence isn't based on your feelings, but it's based on his promise. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Let's come back to the empty frame. At the beginning, it looked empty. But perhaps it wasn't empty at all. Perhaps it was waiting for the picture that hadn't yet been revealed. That's how many of God's promises were. Habakkuk writes in Habakkuk 2 verse 3, though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and it will not delay. God's promises are never forgotten. Sometimes they're simply unfoldable. Or we don't even realize. And Paul writes in Philippians 1 verse 6, you began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God finishes when he starts. And if God is still working, then your story isn't over. So don't judge your life today. Trust the author. Trust Jesus. One day you look back and you will realize that the places that feel empty were actually the places where God was finally preparing something beautiful for you. When I see this empty frame, I feel that I want to go and get something and put it in. Either a photograph or a picture. And that's where we go wrong. You see, God is making the story for us, for him to place there. Let's not rush ahead of God because there's an empty frame, but let's trust him that he's going to fill this with what he's got in mind, and not because always sees anything. I would encourage you, don't think that because God feels fire to you, as you feel yourself far away from him. Don't feel that he's demanding you, or deserving you. He hasn't. He's still there, he's empty, working away. For your good, for his purpose, he's our last. Amen? Maybe if you're a horrible tormentor, just remember the empty picture from. Be encouraged to know that God is preparing just the right pitch to prepare for him, to wait for him, trust him. Because he made promises to us, not just to Janice and I, or to Gary, but to every single one of us. And those promises stay as true today as they were when he spoke to them. I want to ask you just quietly, just for a moment, just to close your eyes, and I want you to picture your life as a picture frame, an empty one, and in the broken picture in your mind, just say, thank you, Jesus, that you are in control of my life. Just go say that. Jesus, thank you that you are in control of my life. Thank you for the promises you made to me. And thank you that you will see through the plan that you have for my life. That I do not walk alone. That you walk with me. In Jesus' name. Amen.